Good morning, everyone. It's the Ken Braverman Podcast. It's 5:27 a.m. West Coast time. That'd be Pacific. We are very, very close to the Pacific Ocean. Not quite there. We're actually in a canyon. In between another canyon and the Pacific Ocean. But anyway, what's going on? Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 19th. 2018, and I'm not on a very populated road at this hour, so you won't hear too many of those cars. Wow, what a gorgeous day. I'm looking at clouds. The sunrise has not quite happened yet, but it's peeking out, which is one reason I wanted to grab and pod, as well as not having podcasted in a little while. And I lied to you, there's a second car, and a third car, fourth car. Jesus Christ, what's going on here? It's so gorgeous, I guess everybody wants to get up. Well, hopefully this doesn't happen a lot. Anyway, had to pod. Oh, man. Awesomeness. All right, so I'm out walking coffee. So I'm on the West Coast visiting a friend. Nice having friends that are, you know, good guys and have happy families and work hard and enjoy their lives and don't mind having me crash once in a while. So I'm out on the West Coast and... Oh man, just to go out and get some coffee and be walking through picturesque mountain views in what feels like about, I don't know, maybe 58 degrees, 60 degrees right now. I'm walking in sandals. I'm going to try to catch a really brilliant sunrise off of a canyon that actually had a fire a little while ago. Anyway, so I am... I guess they painted a sidewalk here. Sorry, I have to think for a second. I wanted to pod because as I went and got some coffee, you know, within walking distance of a gorgeous mountain home. anyway, it's so beautiful. So I went to get some coffee and I started watching the World Cup game because, you know, you get all off on time zones when you go east and west coast, and I forget it's later. And so one of these games has already started. It's Colombia versus Japan. Love the World Cup, huge fan, watching those games. I find it incredibly exciting. One, they invalidated the ban on sports betting, so go nuts, have fun. And there's nothing more fun than betting on soccer because every goal matters. Every goal is enormous. It's like that whole World Cup is a war. Each one of those games is a battle, and you really strike a mortal blow almost every goal in the game of soccer. It's fun to watch. So I turn on the game, and, you know, in my mind growing up, I hear Colombia and Japan, and I think, I can't name an awesome Colombian player, although I know there are some. I feel like Colombia probably pounds Japan in my mind. So I turn it on, and it's 1-0 Japan, and the announcer, I think he was announcing in Spanish when I started, but then he switched over to English. And I love this. I mean, God bless everyone who's not American as well as Americans, because we're so bad to other people in other countries right now. And he gets on and he switches over to English. He goes, for those joining us from the East, for us American friends who are just waking up now, he goes, before you could even say, can you smell what the rock is cooking? Japan came out to a 1-0 lead. But he was talking to me, waking up on the West Coast, just turning it on. You can sound like Americans waking up. It was so funny. And I'm like, yes. All right, great. This is awesome stuff. So I'm thinking Colombia versus Japan. And as I got my coffee, there was an option for the Colombian Jungle Select, I believe it was. And I obviously got a cup of that. And you know what I'm doing? I'm walking to a Japanese university right now, kind of bridging the gap. Ironic. That's what's going on right now. I'm having some coffee, waiting for the sun to rise, walking to a Japanese fine arts university. So, ridiculous, but just beautiful. I love living life like this. Sorry if it sounds smug, because it really is nice to have freedom to get out and about. I think we can all live this way. And that's really kind of what another direction I always want to put this pod into is a belief and a lifestyle, because I think I've lived both of them. And I like to talk about that. And one of the reasons I'm walking to the Japanese university, I'm walking over there to volunteer my services, to show them, because while I'm out here sometimes, why not spread the knowledge about, oh, what a gorgeous view I have. I'm taking some pictures. All right, I'll be less abstract, right? So I was thinking about questions I get asked all the time. We gain a little focus here. Calm down. Stop jumping on so many areas. You know, I didn't really have a defined focus for this podcast because I didn't really want to go political because it's annoying. And it's so beautiful out here that I can't just go totally flighty because you guys aren't here. You're not experiencing. Looks like it's going to rain on the right and the sun is rising on the left. Something to do with the ocean. It's very green in Southern California right now. When I drove in here, I flew in to Vegas and then I drove here because it's nice flying into a state that has like no rules and no taxes and then driving to the state that's crazy instead of flying into the state that's crazy. And I say crazy because just there's regulation everywhere in California. But Nevada's like, ah, whatever. So when you want to go there and get a rental car, I drive an extra couple hours rather than flying into LAX because it's nice. It's beautiful. You get to see like a gorgeous like solar mirror farm, like a solar energy farm made out of a bunch of mirrors in Prim at the Nevada-California border. Gorgeous. I always stop there and take pictures. I drive on to like unauthorized access roads all the time, going to get close-up pictures of all these mirrors. I think it's the coolest thing ever. Shouldn't we all be sitting around having tons of mirrors like pointing at a spot to generate electricity, and then we just use that electricity to power everything instead of burning everything? Isn't that awesome? Just redirect the sun into what we need it for. Always love that idea. They have that thing out there. When you go out there during the day, these things look like lanterns. I have a good picture. I'll post this picture up in the thread here. The lanterns in the middle, there's like three of them. They are lit up and look like they are radiating enormously. I've heard that generates a tremendous amount of energy. And I just think it's so, when you think about us digging and burning and muddying up our atmosphere with a remnant of burning another fossil fuel, as opposed to just taking sun that comes in and redirects, it's so obvious. Anyway, love that. Love to see things, love to travel, love to come in. It's part of it. I wish that everyone, let me slow down here. I wish that everyone had the opportunity to get away and do this. It is so healthy for the mind, right? Now, how do we all do that? How do we do that with the responsibilities that we have? And I think because it's not fully reality for everybody yet, including myself, I think, but therefore I believe it will be this way, that as we accept what AI, what algorithms, what robots, what artificial intelligence, what the aids that we are all creating around us, AIDES, the aids that we are creating around us, we're all going to be able to have the world service us individually because we have all this support. And I try to take advantage of as much as I can now, but I'm only human. We're all only human. And it doesn't all fully exist yet. What am I saying? What kind of nonsense am I talking about? Like, you know how you can just say something into your phone and get an answer now, right? If you ask Google a question, Google answers better than any human being from 20 years ago who had all encyclopedias and phone numbers of every important person in the world could have answered your question. It would have taken that person infinitely much longer than it takes Google to do it now, simply because we've categorized a lot of the information that exists in the world in a searchable and responsive format. and we continue to do so. As we continue to categorize and record every second of a lot of different parts of the earth all at the same time, and space. We're in a recording frenzy. If you think about what we're doing, think about security cameras, cell phones, think about the spyware on all of our phones. You think about, you're not pressing record on your phone, but you're always worried about somebody else spying on you. They probably are, and that is still getting recorded. All that stuff is accumulating into massive databases that are becoming searchable by artificially intelligent algorithms. There are things being built now that are going to be able to create video off of pictures or video off of even audio. So you could have somebody telling a story, and then you could have an artificially intelligent algorithm that is creating like an animated video off of a story that someone is telling. There's no stopping this stuff. And so as we all realize that, there's another way to phrase it, which is, the humans' jobs are all going to go away, and there's never going to be anything for any people to do because robots are going to do it all better. That's kind of true, but it depends on what type of currency we want to attach to our lives and how we want to live. And that's why I feel like this discussion has to be somewhat more abstract. It affects all of our political issues. It affects how we want to live. Because I find myself having this discussion with friends of mine who don't agree with me politically. It goes down this route a lot, which is this. There's a major systemic problem that I agree exists. For example, mortality, cancers. We all have health problems. I've had my fair share. Everybody, at some point has them. This guy pass here. What he is towing, it looks like a Hot Wheels truck. Like, it didn't look like a real car. Boy, this place is incredible. Anyway, there are health problems, right? There, people have incurable diseases, right? That stuff, a lot of that stuff is being fixed by things like immunotherapy. I have discussions about immunotherapy with people because I feel like it's science fiction future stuff that's going to be curing many of our deadly diseases and adjusting us genetically and on a molecular base so that our bodies can conform to our environment and live in a more peaceful manner with our environment. And we can also structure our environment so that it's not as harmful to our bodies. Both can happen at the same time. I'm looking for peace at this Japanese university that I'm walking to. I'm definitely going to speak abstractly with them when I get there. Discussions, philosophies. Okay, here's a more clarity, what I'm going for, what I'm talking about. As I sip some coffee for a second. So, assuming that the trajectory of the future of this background radiation of information and AI support, general AI, I believe, I've heard a term being used, or general purpose AI or something. Imagine just ambient help. Ambient help everywhere. You can think of it in terms of the phone now and how we can ask the phone a question and it can do, like I was saying, better than a person from 10 or 15 years ago could have ever done with all the resources in the world. It already does that. Instead of just thinking of it as asking the phone a question, how about also think about it as, the phone making me dinner, right? Like, hey, phone, I want a steak with potatoes. And then the phone, connects to an Internet of Things device that's a human kitchen that orders the food. Yeah, maybe you'd have to order it, the day before, and you'll know, please, I want to have steak and potatoes tomorrow, so order my food. It gets delivered automatically. You're not even home. A robot arm picks it up, puts it in your fridge. The whole cooking happens when you're not there. All the dishes are done automatically. You don't even go into your kitchen at home if you don't want to. Now, all this stuff's just made for you. It's made to perfection. You're in traffic on the way home. You can tell your kitchen to make your dinner 15 minutes later. I mean, the kind of world where we don't have to do anything we don't want to do because we've solved that problem. That's a realistic future based on, I can give you all the components that lead up to that and the way that we're expanding on all of them, which is powering everything with renewable source electricity from the sun or from geothermal or from whatever other ambient source that just exists and is reliable, using that to power devices that are connected to everything, that do whatever the heck we want. Why can't that happen? Why can't we have robots creating houses so we have no homeless problem? Why don't we set up the, you know, automated robotic housing association for the homeless? Instead of having Seattle taxing people, taxing businesses because they want to clean up the homeless problem, how about you get a business? This is the way you do it. You fund the business, that creates a bunch of houses that they can go and live in. Cheap housing. You work from there. I mean, is the problem that there are no homes? Or is it the problem that the homeless people are too unruly that they can't stay in a home, or they don't have enough money to pay rent? All right, if you don't have enough money to pay rent, if people don't have enough money to pay rent, but there's value in getting them off the streets and out of our way because they're just screaming at the clouds. I mean, on Sunday or Saturday, before I was on the West Coast, I was on the East Coast. I was in Baltimore on Saturday, and I was in Las Vegas and Laguna Beach on Sunday. Gotta love that. And people laugh. People are like, what? You're where? I'm like, yeah, you can get on a plane. It takes like four or five hours. You actually gain time when you go West Coast. I flew four hours and 10 minutes and gained 3 hours in time. I was like, are you serious? It's like, I left at 9 and showed up at 10:30. Anyway, I know this is a rambling one, but I'm in a great mood because it's just beautiful. Sun is just about to peak. And I'm not quite near the Japanese university yet, but we're almost at 17 minutes. And what I want to say again is this, right? Why not have us agree that we want America and the world to be a place where we propagate this type of general AI? And we all want to live in a world where we don't have to suffer. We want to supply these opportunities to enjoy the benefits of humanity that we've all accumulated and agreed on are truth and right and helpful. And, you know, we agree that eggs and ham and cheese on a sandwich is pretty darn good, unless you keep kosher or unless you don't whatever. But most of us like it, right? We all agree croissants are good. Nobody can argue with a croissant. I don't care what nationality you are, what religion. Croissants are freaking great. Even France's soccer team manages to pull out a win. Anyway, I think we need to agree that, for example, I'll end on this because it's a hot button issue right now, and it should be. Prying children away from parents at immigrant detention centers, essentially separating kids from parents. Everybody's coming out and speaking out against it. Everybody. Laura Bush, Michelle Obama. Kirstjen Nielsen's taking a lot of Kirstjen Nielsen. I don't know. Do we bring in some Nordic chick to run DHS? Do we not have any Americans? She's probably an American. But anyway, she's trying to defend Trump and also defend this nonsense at the same time. Doesn't really know what's going on. I don't think she's going to last either. Nobody's going to last in that cabinet. And it made me think of, it's not even a question. It's not a question now. Everyone's against it. But the solution is obvious when you think about how we should be living in the future. Meaning, there should never be a problem about prying children away from parents and the detention centers being cage-like and inhumane. Because in a future world where we have buildings that are made by robots that can conform to all of our needs, we would supply excellent, extremely beneficial and healthy monitoring services and buildings, edifices constructed to take care of as many people as we needed to. And cost would not be an issue because it would be easy and automated and cheap. We could even have buildings that could be temporarily built if you have a large influx at a certain given time. There's all different kinds of ways to service it. Plus medical care tracking, you'd never have a problem where parents and kids would be broken up from each other because the tagging procedure would be just more efficient and reliable, and there'd be cameras and all kinds of reasons why I can't believe this stuff happens now and should be better in the future, right? when you think that we should always be making things better and America should be on the vanguard of how we handle these things, we shouldn't have to look to other countries to say that, wow, they do this so much better than us and their problem is not nearly as bad. We shouldn't be looking at other people saying, why can't we do this? We should be taking the lead and we should not be fighting against it. And I'm not going to continue to go political because I can tell you why it's happening, but it's evil and nobody cares. So we know it's wrong. How do we stop it? By speaking out against it, not allowing it, and chastising anyone who is supporting it. If you see those articles like, oh, there's an audio about border agents or whatever joking about this and how it being evil, chastise them, do something. If there are legal ramifications for treating people inhumanely, understand that blindly obeying the rights of someone who's ordering you to commit a human rights violation, you have whistleblower protection and you do not have to do that. We do not support that because, you know, there's always that Nazi analogy, right? Like I was just following orders. That's bullshit. It is. We are human beings and we think for ourselves. We know this is wrong and no one should support it. So I think that, you know, you just attack that from grassroots ground up. And we're 21 minutes in, and I'm going to go catch a sunrise and konnichiwa up. So Camp Braverman is out.